second pack of Saita, first Mishnah. We're continuing the process of checking this woman with the bitter waters. So, in the meantime, she went through this embarrassing situation of having her clothing ripped and brought up to the entrance of the Azor. Her husband would bring her korban mincha, that would be part of this process, and this basket made out of palm branches. Yeah. So the noise now your decadele yago, and you make her carry it to tie her out. It was put in this not chosh of a basket, but this whole thing was also not derech covered. Kol menachas tchilas in the seifa b'klisharis. All menachas start off in a klisharis. Doesn't really mean they start off, but they brought into the Beis HaMikdash with silver klisharis or gold ones. That chosh of the things that could be used as klisharis. Zet tchilas b'fifa mitzvah. Mitzvahs v'seifa klisharis. This starts off in this palm branch basket, and then eventually it's put into klisharis. Kol menachas tuna shem levoina v'zoyna tuna leishem v'levoina. Regular mincha has oil and spices, incense. This does not have any of those. Kol menachas bais menachitim zibam menasayim. A regular mincha comes from wheat. This one comes from barley. When it says kol, it doesn't mean all of them, because there are exceptions to these rules in other places. But a kol panim, this mincha is like this. Mincha sayim afal pishabam menasayim. There is another carbon which comes from barley, which is the Ayman Mincha, which was brought the second day of Pesach. Yisabah Gerish. That was brought coarsely ground. Yeah. Zuba Kemach. And this came more finely. Yeah. Gerish means it was also more, it was sifted out more. This was not sifted out. Rabbi Gamliel, Aimer, Kashem Shemaseh Maise Behema Kakobon and Michael Behema. Just like she behaved like an animal, therefore her korban is also made out of barley, which is considered animal fodder.